It's time for Jennifer Roberts to update her profile on LinkedIn. The former teacher, businesswoman, and diplomat is now Charlotte's mayor-elect. The Democrats' win wasn't a landslide. The margin of victory against Republican Edwin Peacock was less than 5% in a heavily Democratic city. But it was enough for some to wonder if Republicans will ever reclaim that seat. WFAE's Tom Bullock was at Roberts' campaign event last night and has the first of two reports.
There were no campaign t-shirts or placards on display last night at Jackalope Jack's. The only visible sign this was a victory party was a simple one written in chalk that read, "Welcome Jennifer Roberts supporters," and the occasional "I voted" sticker proudly stuck to the outside of a shirt or jacket. The mood was mellow, as was the music. A cover band played songs like "Don't Let Me Down" by the Beatles, while Roberts supporters only occasionally checked the returns in real time, which were projected onto a screen. Even as Edwin Peacock, the Republican challenger for mayor, closed to within 3,723 votes, these supporters were quietly confident that Charlotte, politically, was theirs. The first cheers of the night came around 10 p.m. when Jennifer Roberts entered the bar victorious.
"Tonight's win is a win for Charlotte."
And Roberts borrowed a line from President Bill Clinton to explain what swept her to victory and the mayor's corner office.
"The politics of personal destruction were soundly defeated by the positive message of expanding opportunity and optimism."
Opportunity was a key focus of Roberts' campaign, and she took her victory speech as an opportunity to stress what that entails.
"And I look forward to working with you to make sure that opportunity, whether it's for schools or housing or transportation or jobs, opportunity reaches every corner of our great city."
Yeah. Yes.
Now all she has to do is make good on that broad campaign promise. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.
And I'm Sarah D'Elia. Whereas the Roberts campaign didn't seem concerned by results, Edwin Peacock's supporters couldn't help but continue to press the computer refresh button over and over again as numbers rolled in. All eyes were glued to a large screen at Dressler's restaurant just outside of Uptown. Their hope was an exercise in futility. It was another disappointing night for Peacock.
You feel a sense of frustration over so much effort to fall short again, in this case 3,000 less than last time. You know, that's tough.
Last time was just 2 years ago. For a Republican running in a very blue city, his moderate politics made him the ideal party candidate, says political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. Still, the way the city's political makeup is shifting left, he says, something dire would have to happen for a Republican to get elected mayor.
A Democratic Party that is in disarray, an incumbent that's maybe under some ethical cloud. It would take a lot now, I think, to just kind of reverse that trend.
Maybe if the scandal involving former Mayor Patrick Cannon, who defeated Peacock in 2013, hit a little sooner, or maybe if it came later in Cannon's term, the timing wasn't right. And timing was on the minds of many after his defeat. Will he run a third time?
When you make this decision, you take the whole family with you, and I've got to obviously evaluate that going forward. Will a race in Charlotte, North Carolina be the best place for Edwin Peacock? Again, it's going to be based off the condition. We felt like our star was rising and Jennifer's was falling this week. It just obviously didn't fall far enough.
Peacock says he's going to focus on getting back to normal. For now, he says, he's not running for office. He's running from it. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.